Welcome to Mean on Azure. In this video, we're going to show you how to set up your database in the cloud. We've already done this locally in your dev environment, but if you really want to start testing this out, you want to be able to put it out in the cloud. There's a bunch of different ways to do this. We're going to, in this video, look at how to do it on a Windows server in Azure, show you how to set up all the ports and everything else you need to get going to send data up to the cloud. Let's get started.
Okay, let's dive right into this. In this video, we're going to do a bunch of steps. No PowerPoints. I'm going to walk you through it. We're going to create a virtual machine running a Windows server. We're then going to attach a data disk because we need somewhere to store the data and we don't want it on the OS drive. So we're going to attach an empty disk, and then we're going to show you how to initialize that disk. We're going to install and run MongoDB on the server. We're going to show you some tools to check out how to make sure that things are set up correctly. And then we're going to, from the local Mongo shell, both from the Mongo shell on the server and then my local Mongo shell, we're going to make sure we have connectivity to the Mongo database on that server. So first thing we need to do is create a virtual machine. Now, over on the left here, you see the virtual machines for Classic and the new ones, virtual machines. The difference in these there's quite a few differences, but basically the new virtual machines allow you to take advantage of the Azure Resource Manager. We're not going to dive too much into that, but we're going to choose just a regular virtual machine. We're going to click on Add. And then we're going to search for Windows. And we're going to choose the Windows Server 2012 Data Center Edition. We're going to grab that. We're going to make sure, again, we're not using the classic model. We want the resource managed model. And we're going to go ahead and do Create. We're going to start configuring it. So we're going to call this eMongo2 A0. And we need a username and a password. This is the administrator password on the server. And we want to select a resource group. So let's grab one. If you don't have one, you can create a new one. I'm just going to grab a default one here. One of the cool benefits of a resource group is if you're working with multiple people and you want to give them access to just certain parts of what you have in your Azure, you can add users to a resource group. So it's a great way to keep them away from everything else and only give them access to what you want them to use. We're just going to use my default one called group. I want it located in West US, and so I'm going to click OK. Now we're going to choose the size. In this exercise, what we're doing is just playing around and testing. So we're probably going to do some best practices video later on how you would set up your servers in a cluster, the sizes you should use depending on database, etc. But you can see the prices in here. I'm assuming for this video that you're using a BizSpark or you have, you know, not a lot of money to spend on a server. So we're going to go all the way down here and get the A0 version, which should run you like $13 a month approximately. And we should be able to run our database on that. So I'm going to click on that. And you can see all the different ones and all the different types, disks they have and IOPS, etc. This is obviously not going to scale Philly very well, but for our purposes, we're just going to choose that and select. Now we need to configure it. You can see right here with the A0, it says it doesn't support SSD, and so it's going to resize it to DS1, which is more expensive. Again, we don't care. We're just kind of playing around and testing, so we're going to set it up as standard. We're going to let it select the storage account that it wants to use. This is where it's actually going to store our disks and everything over there. We have the virtual network group, And one of the important things, you can do this after, but it's much easier to do this now. We need to give access to Mongo from the outside world. And if you remember, Mongo utilizes, by default anyway, you can change that, by default, port 27017. And so there's two places that we need to give access. One is here in the network security group, which I'm going to show you how to do now. The second one is in the firewall on the VM itself, and I'll show you how to do that later. Again, it's much easier to do here. If you forget, you can do it later. But let's go ahead and click that. You can see it's going to create a new one. And in creating a new one, by default, there's already the port open 3389, which allows you to RDP to it. So I'm going to add an inbound rule. And I'm going to name this Mongo port. For the priority, this one's set to 1,000, so I'm going to do 1,100 for this one. Source any, protocol TCP. Coming from any port range is fine. And then the port that we want to open up is 27017. Make sure it's allowed and click OK. Make sure I clicked OK. There we go. And then OK here. And now we're back to the rest of the settings. Everything else is OK. We're not going to set up an availability set. Again, this is if you're going to have more than one server running, you want to make sure that you can have availability at any given time. So putting them in an availability set allows the Azure infrastructure to know how to manage taking servers down and up and all that other stuff. So we're just going to leave it to none and click OK. And we can review all the stuff we have going here. You can everything we've done, it'll show us here. And if you want to get started and get it up and running, we're going to just click OK. Now, I actually deployed one just a little bit earlier. This is going to take a little while to come up. So I'm going to actually pause for 1 second and restart in a second when this is ready. So this will take you a good 5-10 minutes, depending. You know, it's spinning up a new Azure VM, allocating it, you know, all that stuff. So we're going to wait for that. Okay, so my instance, actually the previous instance that I created, hoping that it would be up in time, is up. It came up, so this is the exact one that I created, except I created it just a tad bit earlier. So we're going to go ahead and use this one. So the next thing I need to do after I create the VM and get it running is to attach a disk. So that's very easy to do. If I click here on disks, after all settings would have already popped up, I'm going to go and click Attach New. And then again, I'm going to pick the sizes. So you can see that I can pick an SSD, which this type of server does not support. So I'm going to use standard. Here's the name it's going to give it. I can name it if I want. No need to. Setting it up as a terabyte drive. Host caching, I'm not going to do anything with. So we're just going to accept all the defaults and click OK. So that'll take a minute to attach the disk. You can see that up here in the alerts, it's running. And that should pop up in just a second. This is the second deployment that we walked through. It's still doing. I'm just waiting a second for that to attach. We're going to actually RDP into that instance. There we go, and that attached. So now we can work with it. And to RDP into the instance, since it's a Windows virtual machine, we just go ahead and click on Connect right up here. And that is going to open up an RDP session for us. So I'm going to go ahead and just click Connect. And I'm going to just use that username and password that I created. OK. Say yes to the certificate. And we will be connecting to our virtual machine. You'll want to mostly likely say no to this when it pops up. And now we just need to wait for the service manager to pop up here. It may take a little bit of time, but eventually this file and storage services will come up. You go ahead and click on that. And then you want to click on disks. So when your disks come up, you'll see that two are the system disks and the one that we added. First we need to initialize it, so you want to right click it and choose initialize. Click yes. Obviously we have no data on it since we just added it new anyway. So we're going to click yes to initialize it, and when it's initialized it will be partitioned via GPT. And now we want to create a new volume, and we're going to walk through the wizard. This basically is just setting the drive letters for us. Setting the size you want the volume to be. We're going to leave it at all the defaults. Drive letter is going to be F. Click on next and next and create. And that'll take a couple minutes to run. Once that is all completed, go ahead and click close. And we can then open up a browser. Now, on a server configuration, the browser is really, really secured down, because most of the time you're not doing browsing or anything. There's very few sites that you need to get to. So before we download anything, we'll use recommended, click OK, and we need to add a trusted site. So I'm just going to go to settings. Internet options. We're going to go to security, trusted sites, and then sites, and then we're going to add star.mongo.org and click on add and click on close. There's a couple others you'll see as we do this. I need to now go and download MongoDB. And so let's go there. So it's mongodb.org/downloads. We're going to say OK. And there's a couple that the downloader utilizes to let us download the product. So the Ajax.Google APIs come is one of them. So we're going to click on add. And add that to trusted sites. Let's see what the next one comes up. We're going to add this one to the manager. Let's click on add, and close. We don't need that one, so we're just going to do close. And you can check this box, but I want to show you what's coming up. An image that we don't need, access to scripts.demandbase we don't need, Google Analytics we don't need, and Google Ad Services we don't need as well, or the CDN. Lots and lots of things trying to be downloaded. So you can see now it knows we're in Windows, so it's automatically going to give us this option. Windows 64-bit 2008 R2 is the one we want. We want to download the MSI. It's going to run through them again. We're going to click close on all these. And again, this is just to show you what we're actually avoiding here. And we'll give this a second to download. And we're just going to save it. I'm just going to save it in downloads. go to the downloads location. And you can see it's still running the security scan. So we're going to let that finish. You can see that it is now ready to roll. We're going to go ahead and double click on this to install it. Do next. I accept. Next. I'm going to do custom just because I want you to see where it is installing. I personally like to do it to see MongoDB. It's really up to you. I'm going to go ahead and change it, but if you do not change it, then you'll have to remember where it was, so you can put that in your path. Click OK. And do next. And install. And that'll take just a second to install. Okay, now that that's finished, we're going to go ahead and click on Finish. And I could do this in PowerShell, but since we're already in this window, I'm just going to go to the F drive. Here's that new volume that we created. You can see my install is at C, MongoDB, and then bin. Now, what I want to do is copy this, because I want this to be able to run from anywhere, just like we did in the intro video. So I'm going to go to look for environment variables. Actually, I could just go to control panel. And system. And advanced system settings, environment variables, and then I want to go to path, click on edit, and at the very end of the string, I'm going to do a semicolon and paste in where I have my MongoDB instance running. So C, for me, it's C:\ MongoDB / bin. So click OK, and click OK, and click OK. So I don't need that. And you can see in this folder, I have both mongo.exe and mongod.exe. This is the server. This is the shell you can run to write and talk to the server itself. But we need to create two libraries. This is where we're going to store the data. And so we need two folders. The first folder is going to be Mongo data. And then the second folder is going to be Mongo logs. And click OK. And then we're going to open up PowerShell. And first we're going to make sure that our path and everything is set correctly. So we're just going to do Mongo --- version. And then it'll come up with version 3.2, which is what we installed. So we are ready to go. We can go ahead and test this. We're going to go ahead and open up the server, or run the server, I should say. So we're going to do MongoD. We're going to do dbpath equal to f:\ Mongo data, and then we want to do log path colon mongo logs. And the name of the file we're going to use is mongo log.log. And it looks like I forgot an H here. And so this is starting it. And since we're not putting the database at the default, which would have been the C drive, we're putting it in the F drive. We have to tell it where it is. It's the same thing with the log file. So we're going to go ahead and hit enter. And that should pop up the server here in just a second. All right, let's go ahead and open up another instance of PowerShell. I should be able to type Mongo. And since the database is running, I can work with it. So I can do something like show DBS, show me the database, just one called local. We're going to do, let's see what the DB is right now. It's automatically set to test. It doesn't actually exist until I put something in it. So let's put something in it. We're just going to do db.foo.insert. A colon one, just a little bit of nothing data. Hit enter. You can see the right result came back. If I do db.foo.find or fid, find and hit enter, you can see that it was inserted into the collection and it created an object ID for us, a GUID there. And we are up and running and ready to go. But we need to set up the database as a service. So obviously we don't want to have to log into this server and start the instance every time the server actually goes down. So we want to set this up as a service, and that's pretty easy to do. So shut down the server. And then open up a new PowerShell. And I'm going to, go to set it up as a service. It's almost the same as when you started it manually. So we need to do mongod and we need logpath. And that was F colon Mongo Labs. And Mongo log dot log. And we're going to set the log to be log append. That means we want to add to it every time. We don't want it to create a new one every time. We're going to set the DB path. Mongo data, and then we just do dash dash install and hit enter. And let's see what it's complaining about here. Actually, what I did was not Mongo logs, not labs. And let's go ahead and do install. And then we need to start the service, so we do net start MongoDB. And just come back and tell us the MongoDB service is starting and was started successfully. So if we want to look at that, we can again go to Control Panel. system and security, what, administrative tools, I think. Services. And open that up. If we scroll down here, we will see right there the MongoDB service. It's set up to automatically start every time the server starts, and it's in is running right now. Now the last thing we need to do is still in the administrative tools. We need to go to Windows Firewall with Advanced Security because we need to open up the firewall for an inbound rule for that port that it uses. So let's go ahead and move this over. Click Inbound Rules. Click on New Rule. And the type of rule is going to be port. And we'll do next. We want to do TCP. And the specified port, once again, is 27.0.1.7. We'll do next. We want to allow the connection, of course. We want to do next. And we want all of these next. And we'll just name it Mongo port. And click Finish. Now everything should be all set up. I'm just going to minimize this. And on here, you can see that this is our instance we've been working with, and this is our IP address. So I want to be able to test to make sure everything's working so that if I try to connect with the Mongo shell and something's not working, I want to know that I have a that the port's open and everything's working fine, so I can rule that out and it's not a Mongo thing, it's just a server thing. So a real cool tool is something called PSPing. PSPing is part of the Windows Sysinternals tools, and among other things, what it allows you to do is to ping not a server, but ping a port on a server. So we can use PSPing to do that. So you download it and install it. And now this is important. You either have to go to the place where your file is, where you've installed the tools, meaning where you've unpacked the tools. So in your command line, you would have to do that. And let me do this here. Let me open up Windows PowerShell here. And I need to, I'm going to lower this so I can see the public IP address that it shows me. So I'm going to do PSPing 137.135.46.143:7017 and hit enter. And you can see that I'm hitting that port. So server's up, the port's open, everything's running fine. So I should be able to do a MongoDB test to that same one. So I should be able to connect my local shell. This is not on the virtual machine now. This is local. It allows me to connect to it. So I should be able to do a, let me grab this here. So we'll do Mongo. Instead of just doing Mongo, because we're not using a local instance, we want to do host. And the host is the 137.135.46.143:2. Oh, actually, we're going to do dash port 27.0.1.7. And click enter. And so you can see that we automatically connected, or we're trying to connect a test. And it failed. Let's find out why it failed. Oh, because I put in the wrong IP address. So it's not. Wait, I can leave that through 27017. But it was 143. Enter, and so there we go, we're connected to the shell. You can see we're connected to test, and so now I should be able to do a let's do we're using test, so I can do db.foo.find, and there's the object that we inserted up on the server. So everything's all set, and we're connected to the database locally, so we can work against it. Obviously, we can use this connection information for the application we're using. So in this video, we showed you how to, by hand basically, set up a Windows server in the cloud, set up a disk, initialize the disk, set up the volume, install Mongo, install it as a service, use PSPing, which is, again, a really cool tool, to check to make sure we have connectivity through that port. And remember, the port has to be set up two places, both on the virtual network in Azure and through the firewall on the machine itself. And then we use the local instance of the Mongo shell to connect to the Mongo database instance in the cloud. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll talk to you again soon.